Venture capital isn't a household word in our part of the country, but our next guest thinks we in the Midwest should become better acquainted with the concept of venture capital so we can create better paying jobs. John Austin is director of the Michigan Economic Center and non-resident senior fellow at the Brookings Institution and the Chicago Council of Global Affairs. He spoke at a Rotary Club event in Milwaukee last week, making the case that Midwestern states, including Wisconsin, are missing out on the explosive economic potential of venture capital. John, welcome back to Central Time.
Happy to be with you.
Now, as we get started, can you explain the term venture capital for us? It's a household word for some people. For a lot of us, not such a common phrase.
Well, venture capital are kind of the big investment bets that folks make when they're trying to create startups and blow them up to be fast-growing businesses. So the investment game in venture capital is very risky. It's not like, you know, treasury bonds or some of the equities where if you spread it around, you're going to guarantee good returns. The way venture capital works is you get some tens or 20 millions of dollars and you get maybe 200 or 500 of those millions and you invest, say, in 10 startups that might be emerging, new technologies, you know, new products that somebody at University of Wisconsin or some entrepreneur cooked up. And 9 out of 10 of those investments of, you know, $1 or $5 or $10 million will not pan out, will fail as a business. But the one that does may become, you know, the next Amazon or Duo Security. We just had a cybersecurity firm that spilled out of University of Michigan out here that had a $1 billion, IPO, a public offering of its stock after starting from nothing. So that's the kind of explosive growth that venture capital can contribute. And, you know, most of the firms that are kind of ruling the world's economy today got going from venture capital backing. And if anything, it's interesting. While only 0.1% of all the investments people and institutional investors and rich people make, you know, in stocks and bonds or hedge funds or venture capital, only 0.1% goes into venture capital, but it ends up being like 20% of the employment and value of companies that have grown from that initial sort of explosive startup base.
Yeah, spell that out a little more for those of us who aren't investors ourselves or working directly for a startup. What's in it for us if there's more venture capital where we are?
Well, I think since venture capital-backed firms, you know, are really the accelerants and kind of the explosive new job and business creators in emerging sectors that are developing new technologies. And so what venture capital backed firms that become big startups can do is really both, you know, create the kind of new businesses and jobs at scale that can begin to really put new people to work in new emerging sectors like, you know, new healthcare products, new IT communications devices for healthcare, new clean energy solutions, new things like, you know, Twitter communications or Airbnb or Uber that end up kind of changing the game in areas of transportation or in communication. And so they also then can really tell a new story about what the work of a region is. And that's a new story that we in Wisconsin and we in Michigan are very eager to tell and make real. You know, we created and ruled the industrial and agricultural economy where, you know, we created all these industries, including, you know, the machine tool industry centered in Milwaukee and the, you know, giant food processing industries and the car industry and all these, you know, industries that ruled the 20th century and employed lots of people and created lots of wealth. But all of those have been sort of diminished in certainly employment and in the kind of nature of what they contribute to the economy. But the fast growing, those giant global markets and fast growth and clean energy, new transportation solutions, clean water technologies like Milwaukee is leading in, IT is laced in everything. And healthcare, you know, Rochester, Minnesota nearby and University of Wisconsin are huge engines of new healthcare treatments, technology, ideas, services those are where the growth is. And when venture capital-backed firms explode in those emerging sectors, it tells a different story that we're doing the work of tomorrow. You know, young people in particular, they want to work in solving the big problems of today, like climate change or global health issues. And when you're doing that work and you're creating that kind of business and industry in Wisconsin or in Michigan, it tells a whole new story about us. We have the opportunity, and we do have the innovation horsepower in our region to create the work and the jobs and the businesses of tomorrow that pay well, just as we did the great jobs and industries that ruled the 20th century and made us so great.
Well, you use the word engine there. We have the engine in terms of the research into these cutting-edge technologies. But from what you've written about and the numbers you shared with us, we don't have a car to put that engine in because we don't have the venture capital that a lot of other places do.
Right. And so we're in this new report, the Vital Midwest, the Chicago Council on Global Affairs we published recently. It points out this irony or this contradiction. Here we have, particularly with the Big Ten universities plus Chicago in the region, we have 22 of the top 200 global research universities that are large scale, that win and produce more R&D, more intellectual property, more talent that we generate at scale in all domains, in science, technology, engineering, MBAs. So we're an amazing innovation engine and talent generator, which those two are the coin of the realm in today's growing tech-driven knowledge economy. But meanwhile, a quarter to a third of the nation's talent in across disciplines and new ideas and new technologies are coming out of the Midwest Great Lakes universities and companies. But we don't commercialize that. That usually turns into new businesses and jobs. Only 4% of the nation's venture capital is spent finding these innovations and backing them to the kind of explosive growth in the Great Lakes states around our vicinity. So we're trying to solve this problem, massive innovation that doesn't attract or the capital is not finding it to create this kind of explosive growth dynamic. We're also trying to treat another issue. We created great wealth in this region. Our companies, we invented the public pension fund, and we have foundations that are large. We have university endowments that are huge. All of those entities invest in a diversified portfolio, including venture capital. So we have massive wealth that is actually subsidizing the coast. Our institutional investors don't find their way to invest in Midwest and Milwaukee and Wisconsin venture capital firms, which could help them find the new innovation spilling out of our companies and our entrepreneurs and our universities. So here's the horrible truth. When half of the nation's pension funds, for example, money that is invested in venture capital is coming from our region, the Midwest, you know, only 10 or less percent of that comes back to invest in us. So we have massive innovation that isn't starting new businesses locally like it should. And we have, if anything, we're subsidizing coastal new tech startups.
Talking to John Austin, director of the Michigan Economic Center and non-resident senior fellow at the Brookings Institution and the Chicago Council of Global Affairs. Looking at a mismatch, he and his colleagues say we've got a lot of great research and innovation going on in the Midwest, but not enough venture capital spent in the area to turn those ideas into the local economy and local jobs. John, what do we do about that? How do we get more venture capital, VC they call it, in the Midwest?
Well, we're encouraging and happy to see in Wisconsin, for example, the administration is now exploring with the venture and investor community and institutional investors how to do what some of the other states in the region have done successfully, like Indiana, like Michigan a while ago, like Ohio, which is create a state-backed innovation fund that puts some resources together from investments, say, that the state makes in the state pension system or the treasury investments that are invested each year, put some hundreds of millions of dollars together that is a vehicle that can then co-invest or invest in Wisconsin firms and venture capital entities, grow the size of those venture capital entities in Wisconsin so that they can attract credible investments from other institutional investors and coastal money and help the coastal money that's now, you know, looking for how to make a good investment and make some money by backing startups in the Midwest and in Wisconsin. If you've got a bigger venture capital entities, more critical mass of people and money in Wisconsin, so you're going to find and help outside people find a good investment to make in Wisconsin. Other states have done this with some success. It grew the size and scale of our venture activity in Michigan considerably and allowed then some of our venture firms to be the kind of place that institutional investors, pension funds, philanthropic entities can put their money responsibly. And so that's one way, and we're happy to see both at the state level and perhaps in communities like Wisconsin, Milwaukee, where I was just speaking, looking at what can be done locally too. We've seen examples of the private sector just stepping up in a place like Detroit, creating a fund of funds that is investing around the region but also investing and attracting more dollars to invest in Detroit area funds. So there's lots that can be done. We certainly would love to see a Great Lakes-wide or Midwest fund that created that would, you know, help outside dollars from the coast as well as our own dollars be making a good, responsible investment in the Midwest and grow our firms and grow our new businesses and jobs that pay well in all the emerging sectors where we've got the, as I say, the innovation horsepower, the smarts, the new ideas bubbling up to create another round of leadership in the economy of tomorrow, just as we did the economy of yesterday.
John, in our last couple minutes, I want to ask about that regional cooperation idea, because I could see this shaking out. You know, Wisconsin fights Illinois for venture capital. Michigan fights Ohio, as they do, for venture capital. Do you see an appetite for getting together and working as a region to lure this kind of investment?
Working together on anything is sometimes is an unnatural act. I don't think that's necessarily the path. The private sector can step up, and there's some interest from some of the investment community to build a kind of a regional fund that would be investing smartly and allow institutional investors and money from our own region, which we've got a lot, as well as outside dollars from the coast, who now are increasingly interested in how can we participate and make some money and also accelerate economic good things for more people and places in Wisconsin and Michigan, because it also kind of has a social impact of helping folks whose communities may have cut adrift from yesterday's economy, you know, maybe find purchase in a different economy. We can see self-interested parties. There's plenty of work to do. There's plenty of innovation to back, but you've got to kind of grow the ecosystem, as the venture community calls it. You got to grow the number and the size of firms and other early stage capital investors so that they have more resources and then can attract more credible investments and put them to work and make money for people, job one, that has the byproduct of creating new businesses and good paying jobs in the work that's coming. And there's no reason why we shouldn't be the one seizing those jobs.
John, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Thanks for having me.
That's John Austin, director of the Michigan Economic Center and non-resident senior fellow at the Brookings Institution and Chicago Council of Global Affairs. We talked to him today about his views on why the Midwest is missing out on a lot of venture capital and what states can do to get it. We've got a link to the Chicago Council on Global Affairs report John mentioned up on Central Times page at WPR.org. It's called A Vital Midwest, The Path to a New Prosperity.